What's just your initial thoughts on Conley not being indicted?
Did smile tell you anything? And you know, I'm excited for Gurion.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, you know, it's tough on a young man like that to go through this, and I'm excited that for Gurion and the Raiders, you know, for the process to work that we thought, and we're excited. Now we can move forward.
Did it take longer than expected?
You know, for me, yes, but I don't understand the system, you know, court system, but that's neither for me to say or whoever, but I'm just excited for Gurion and the team.
Just a weight off his shoulders for him?
Oh, I'm sure. You know, young man, you know, to have to go through this. I'm sure he's excited about this.
How has he held up throughout this whole process?
Well, you know, I haven't spent every, hour with him, but, you know, what can you say for a young man like that to have to deal with this? I'm sure he's doing really well right now.
Will you explain exactly what did happen today in this case?
I have no idea. I just got word, so I'll get that information probably at some point after. But I don't know the details of how it went down today.
By drafting him, obviously you had a strong belief in him and your own investigation. Throughout the whole process, did that grow in terms of the more you talked to people, the more sure you were that it would end this way?
Yes.
Okay. What gave you that confidence, though? What homework? You said you guys did your due diligence, did your homework. What exactly gave you the confidence that he was not going to be charged?
Well, we just trusted our process, really. I don't want to get into details about who and what and all that, but we just felt good going into it with all the information we got that it would come out this way. So I'm just glad that it worked out.
Where is he at health-wise, and how soon do you expect him to
be? Well, he's got the chin splint, so it could be a few days. I don't know particularly, but once he starts running and not feeling pain, you know, it shouldn't take that long, but we're just going to, you know, give him some time to heal up, and we'll get him out there.
Since we have you here, what is your reaction to Donald Penn not being in camp?
Well, he's not in camp, so I kind of take it to not talk about guys that's not in camp.
Okay.
You know, Donald's my guy. You know, I love him to death. You know, since he stepped right in, we lost Valdir. You know, I told him he's my guy, and that's not going to change. But I would love to have him. And if you guys can go down in L.A. and drive him up, I appreciate it. But we're just going to focus on these young guys that's practicing now and get those guys some reps. And we're going to move. We're going to just keep moving. We got to practice.
But with that said, do you expect a deal to get done? Are you confident a deal will get done very soon?
A deal?
With Donald?
Well, I want him in camp. He has a deal. So
a new deal.
I want him in camp.
A new deal.
We don't talk contracting to unless the guy's here. So we're waiting.
What do you see in many camps of Gurion? Now you know he's going to be with you. Like, what are some of the things that maybe stood out though after you drafted him, when you got to finally see him live, that you're most excited when these shin splints get healed up?
Well, the one thing he can do is cover. I mean, he really understands man-to-man coverage. He really has a good feel for zone coverage. I mean, all the athletic skills he has. I mean, it's no question he can be a number one corner, you know. So we feel good about what we saw prior to the draft, and he just validated everything during the offseason. So we're excited about not only physically but mentally the way he goes about his the way he goes about his business, the way he studies. So he's going to be an asset for our defense, for our team.
With your investigation then and what happened today, really no surprise to you guys then what unfolded today.
Correct.